vitamins and all my minerals. Everything I need comes from Prana. Prana in the morning, Prana in the day, Prana running through me in every single way. Recognize my cravings, I wait for them to pass. I watch the energy flow through me, my barefoot in the grass. Energy is rising, my body feels so clear. I'm working through my blockages, I'm working through my fear. All my vitamins and all my minerals, everything I need comes from Prana. Prana in the morning, Prana in the day, Prana running through me in each and every way.
Yesterday we saw, what is prana? And what are the different sources of prana? How can we obtain prana? What are the methods of obtaining prana? And we also saw, what is the difference between fasting and pranic living? And pranic nutrition is entirely different. It has nothing to do with just maintaining good health. It has less to do with just physical detox. It has also less to do with gaining or losing weight. Pranic living is about weight stabilization. It is not about becoming emaciated, starved, not about deprivation. Fasting is about deprivation. You deprive and you become emaciated. And you cannot continue it for a long time. Your body will suffer. It is hurtful in one way. Well, pranic living is not about that. It is switching on to other source of nutrition, where your cells listen to a new language, a new understanding, a new faith, a new belief system. And your body listens to that new thinking. Your cells adapt to that new, to those new instructions. So it's about feeding on cosmic diet, on pranic diet. Fasting starts and fasting ends. Pranic living, it is never ending. The only common thing in fasting and pranic living is that you don't eat or drink. But in one, you deprive yourself. But in another, you don't deprive yourself. That's why automatic weight stabilization happens. So it's more of mental, psychological process than physical just. It is changing the mindset. It is taking the mind off food, thinking about it. You don't anymore think of food. In fasting also, you don't eat, but you keep on thinking of food. That is the difference. My body wants, but by force, you stop it. You crave, but you curb your cravings. There is separation. But yes, it's very good for those who are suffering from diseases. They'll get rid of that. But pranic living is not for those people who are suffering. It's for those people who are already healthy. They're already very strong. They don't suffer from any disease. But now they want to shift to higher consciousness. So pranic nutrition is entirely different ball game. So yesterday we saw something about it. The very first thing that surprises human being is it possible? Because science says that you need food for survival. And all those people who have attempted depriving themselves of food, they suffered. And even death happened. So what is this new concept? Prana. Science doesn't recognize. Science says it is pseudoscience. Then why so much stress on this pranic living, pranic nutrition, pranic lifestyle, Prana is a Hindu word, but globally adapted, accepted by all countries. They don't use chi living. There are books on chi walking, chi running that we had seen in our one of the bhattis. Chi running and chi walking, Tai Chi and Qigong, the words used. So now, today we see, how is it possible? How can you shift to pranic living, pranic thinking, pranic lifestyle? And what are the benefits? That also we saw the other day. About 12 benefits. What will happen to you when you shift to this lifestyle? And today we'll see what are the methods. So the first method is natural. There might be again about 12-15 methods to shift to pranic nutrition. The first method is natural. And this, I think, is the best method. It will take time, but it is best. It does take time. It may take few weeks to few years, with including all ups and downs. But gradually, that pranic flow would be established. And once the pranic flow is established, the body stabilizes. The body weight becomes stable, whether you eat or not eat. The energy level becomes perfect, whether you work hard or you don't work hard. Your sleep requirement would be few hours a week, and you have ample of time. No question of disease. No question of drugs. No question of pain here and pain there. Rather, there are people who have developed fourth set of teeth. First set fell down, second set, third, fourth, like that. And they lived 125 years, 130 years, or even more. For details, you can go to Life in Florida by Hotima Hilton. The book will mention hundreds and hundreds of people. Life in Florida. There are people who write about how to live long life, how to live 100 years, but they themselves never lived. They died before their 100th year because they were writing just from the point of view of science. They were talking about proteins, vitamins, calories, how to gain, how to this. They never came out of these. While pranic living, it doesn't talk of proteins, vitamins. Prana versus protein. You go to the gym and the gym trainer tells you that 8 times meal, pre-workout meal, post-workout meals. And they tell you, you should have protein powders, all the dairy, non-veg, eggs. But now there are different books also coming up, vegan bodybuilding. But this is a 3-4 steps ahead, prana bodybuilding. Is it possible that person is not eating and drinking and yet he is a bodybuilder? Do we require food for bodybuilding? That's another question. Or air is enough? Muscles are built by exercise or just by eating. So the first method of switching over to pranic living is natural. Natural methods means gradually you are making the shift. Gradually you are making the shift. The first thing to get rid of is oven. Microwave, oven. Anything that enters the oven is death. Gradually, you shift towards natural. Second, you are all processed things. Such a strange thing that the only processing in the nature is cutting and packing and washing. That's it. Man is the only organism in the whole planet, on the whole planet, who cooks and spoils his body. Gradually you get rid of everything. Then you move towards dairy. You understand that all dairy is violence. You understand that all the dairy, it creates mucus. There is no enzyme in the human body which can digest milk. That's a statement by Dr. Hegde. It's a very renowned name in the medical field. Padma Shri or Padma Bhushan something. He has received huge number of lectures on the internet. You can go through. There is no enzyme in the human system which can digest milk. And yet, the whole humanity is crying that we need this, we need that. Every mother is forcing a child, eat, drink, drink, drink. Your teeth will become strong and your bones will become stronger. And you understand in the long run that all those milk drinkers, they are the one who undergo knee replacements and these replacements. They hardly any person who undergoes, if you ask what is your diet, they will say 3 times milk or 2 times milk or 1 time milk, compulsory, and water separately. And yet, the bones have become ossified, osteoporosis. But that's a teaching which has been going on for a long time, and traditions have taught us, eat, drink, eat, drink, eat, drink, keep on drinking, keep on eating, and keep on falling sick. So the pranic journey, you eliminate dairy. You move ahead and you understand that grains and cereals, they are very heavy for digestion. Gradually, you get rid of them. Very slowly, very gradually. You come to all that is natural. You come to all that is natural. All the fruits, all the vegetables. If you want to take grains, yes, then sprout them. They become less toxic. So sprouts, then you have dry fruits. Soak them. Don't eat directly. Dates you can have directly. Raisins you can have, but better to soak them. So you are left with fruit, vegetables, sprouts, dates, juices, salads. These are the only things you are left with. But this is not pranic living. This is you are gradually making the shift. Now you serve. Be on this for a long time, maybe 6 months or 1 year or few years before you think of going further ahead. And the last step or a very definitive steps towards moving to pranic living is converting everything into liquids. In the final stages, these are the final stages where you are understanding after understanding what is prana, after understanding all the concepts with your own experiences. You have years of experiences of fasting and intermittent fasting, and you have years of experiences of diet, and you have tried everything in this world, on this world, whatever is existing. Now, after years of experiencing and staying on natural, maybe at least minimum of 6 months on these sprouts and everything, and then you gradually understand that these are so heavy. And you start eliminating few things now. The first thing to eliminate is sprout. And you understand sprouts are living things and you don't want to kill life. The mind becomes subtler and subtler. Dates, dry fruits. You don't want to have anything which is dry. And then you are left with fruits and vegetables. You move further ahead and you understand that vegetable is also flesh. And you become fruitarian. So fruitarian journey goes on for some time. But then you understand even fruits, you have to chew. And you move towards liquids, juices, smoothies that we have done from last 8 days or in the Hindi Bhatti or 100 days SFP. But sometimes if you are tempted to eat solid, you can go. It is not about separation. It is not about hurting. That's also a path. If you want to remain on this path, eat unhealthy food in between. So that you suffer. And you understand. You fall. It's not falling down. It's understanding. This is the only right thing to do. Because anything you put into the system, after going on this path for a long time, suddenly your body reacts. You suffer from loose motions and you suffer from vomiting. And then the thought becomes stronger and strengthened and solidified. Consolidation happens. You become sleepy. Till now you were not sleeping at all. You don't feel sleepy. You are enthusiastic. The moment you let the food enter the system, you become drowsy and sedated. You understand this is the greatest obstacle. Rather, the only effort in spiritual life is to understand how to become food free. How to enter into pranic living. So the first method is, of course, they are not. But better than you're processed and grilled. There is nothing on this earth. Everything is poison. That's why the journey is of pranic living. Breatharian grade 4. But you have to make gradual shift. Because body is addicted to poison. If you make sudden stoppage of the poison, the body will suffer. Body wants, body craves poison. Everything is poison. The very earth is tamopradhan. The five elements are tamopradhan. But what you will do? If you stop, then you will die. The immediate result would be death. The shift has to be extremely gradual over a period of time. So, this is the first method. Out of the 10-15 methods, this is one method. Where you go gradual, gradual and gradual. And at the same time, it's not about starving. It's about adapting to new lifestyle. You are waking up to new understanding. It's about sustaining on prana. At the same time, you are doing all other things which I was told yesterday. You are doing something with the soil, barefoot. You are doing something with the sun. You are doing something with the air. You are doing something with the water. And you are constantly understanding the process. We are living in a civilization where living a life itself is impossible with this civilization. The civilization itself has made life impossible. But what to do? We have to stay in this world. Everything is polluted, earth, water, air. The best thing otherwise, go from out and go in some jungle and sit there. Then you can be 100% pranic. That is the only one method. But that's not possible. So you have to make gradual shift. Adjusting to thinking, your lifestyle, you have to work. There are people who work from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night with no break. Office work in the closed spaces, in the contaminated air and continuous AC. This AC is utter death. All that is artificial. So gradually in this method, your body adapts to new lifestyle. So you stay with fruitarian for 6 months. And then gradually you make jump to liquidarian. So anything you eat, you chew it properly. Even if you are eating solid, you chew. Keep on chewing. And after chewing for some time, you don't feel the taste is not good. You spit it out. So that is not your food. That's the method. 1 minute chewing. And then if you feel you can swallow it, take it. But if you feel it has become, taste has changed, throw it. So that's not your food. So, liquidarian is a higher path. It is not about losing weight. It is not about detox. It is not about gaining weight. It is not about getting rid of some disease. It is not about attaining some diet retreat. It is not, it has nothing to do with that. This is the journey of higher consciousness. If you are just planning to do it for health purposes, better to go and contact some doctors. Who are expert in, don't come here. This is not a diet retreat. This is a higher consciousness. And when you are on liquids for a long time, you understand that your requirements are becoming lesser and lesser and lesser. At the same time, you are doing all other things. So that is the first method. The second method is sudden. There are people who have suddenly done this. They read some book and suddenly they stop. But it's a dangerous method. But yes, people have done this. Overnight, they read a book on pranic nutrition. There are hundreds of books available. Jasmine herself has written 18 books on pranic nutrition. Jasmine is the lady who restarted the movement in 1990s. Much earlier was Wiley Brooks. When he lifted the weight 10 times more than his body weight. His interview was in incredible. The interview in 1983, television interview. And he shocked the world. The person who doesn't eat nor drink, he is lifting a weight. Much earlier. The first mention is in Hotima Hilton, Man's Higher Consciousness. And all those who wants to understand what is pranic living and pranic understanding, they must go through this book. Higher. Consciousness, Man's Higher Consciousness by Hotima Hilton. So gradually, this method is difficult. But yes, some people have done it. Like spiritual seekers. The person who was there, Prahlad Jani, who died recently, just near, at the foothill of Abu Road, there is Ambaji. And there is one place where this person was there, Prahlad Jani. He was known as Mataji. He was in Stirling Hospital under care of Dr. Sudhir Shah. So Dr. Sudhir Shah, he used to look after Dadi Janki also. In Stirling Hospital for 10 days without food, without water. And this man was without food, without water for 70 years or even more. When he was a very small child, a divine power told him, stop eating. And he stopped eating, drinking. And he maintained perfect wealth for the whole life. But people started worshipping him. Hero worship. So this was a sudden, but not everyone can do this. Some divine power. Same also with Giribala. Same also with Theresa Newman. So there are people who have done it suddenly, but it is not recommended. The third method is spiritual. Spiritual method. Here you invoke the divine power, and the divine power feeds you. You just totally surrender. Like devotees have done this with the divine power. The fourth method is sun gazing that we saw yesterday and in multiple times in the previous classes. So I am not going to go in details of this. If you want to understand what is it, how is it, you can go through all the detailed protocols. HRM sun gazing. HRM sun gazing. Hiraratan Manik. And the greatest example in this yajna of sun gazing is there. Which dadi? Sati Dadi. 1.5 months or 6 months, she was just sitting in front of the sun and she stopped eating. Ultimately called by Baba. Baba told, now stop this. So that is the only example in this entire history of the yajna. Surya Mukhi Yogi. So she was called Surya Mohini. Her avyakta name was Surya Mohini. So that's also the example of sun gazing. So that's also one of the methods. The next, alchemical drugs. There are certain drugs who reduce your appetite. Appetite suppressants. But this method again is not recommended. Because this is all physical and purely chemical. Gold and so many other metals are there. You introduced in the body. There was one person in 1980s who introduced a method. But then again, it is not recommended. It is not natural method. The natural method should happen slowly. Then, next method is 10 days method by Ray Mayor. 10 days retreat. You can go and attend his retreat. He is a person from Israel. Then, there is 11 days method by Aki. Then, 21 days method by Jess Maheen. 21 days. First 7 days, 7 days and 7 days. They divide. You have to stay there. You need a caretaker. Then only the body shifts to that different level. The DNA changes. The thinking changes happen. So there are different methods. Then Victor Triviago. He has got one method. So different methods are there by different people across the world. And different methods are coming up every now and days. So these are the different methods. Few methods we will see tomorrow. So it's a gradual shift. It's an understanding that I survive not by physical food, but by divine light of God. The light is my nutrition. The prana is the nutrition. So prana in the air, prana in the morning, prana in the evening. You are surrounded by that pranic consciousness. You understand you are craving all my vitamins, all my minerals. Everything I need comes from prana. Prana in the morning, prana in the day. Prana running through me in every single way. Recognize my craving. I wait for them to pass. I watch the energy flow through my barefoot in the grass. Energy is rising. My body feels so clear. I'm working through my blockages. I'm working through my fear. All my vitamins and all my minerals. Where I will get vitamins from? Where I will get proteins from? These are the only questions. A cow eats grass. She never thinks of proteins and vitamins. And she gets, look at the elephant, so much muscle mass. Where it is getting protein from? Just by eating grass. But humankind, they will harass you with 1,000 questions. Everything will come from the divine light of God. Our body will produce if it is not coming. Body is self-sustaining, self protective, self-nourishing, self-healing, self-nutrition is already there. Om Shanti.